Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world. To the world. To the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul. BlakeRadio.com.
Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better.
To the very special person listening to this broadcast, welcome to another episode of Taboo Talk, featuring your very own pastor, me, Lady Charmaine Day. Today's show is guaranteed to be a full of sensitive, intimate, natural conversations rarely talked about in a Christian community. So now, get ready for your very own spiritual consultation. Are you ready? Great, let's begin. How are you doing, beautiful? I know you are doing wonderful, incredible, marvelous, and lovely, because those are all adjectives someone would use to describe you. You are just one of the most special people that God has put on this planet. You are very loving and nurturing. You help people out and you go out your way to do things for others. And you just make God look great. And I just want to let you know that God appreciates you and so do I. So let me give you a round of applause. Yay! Continue to do what you're doing because, see, you are so vital to your community, to your home, on your job, if you're in school. And you do things that really make people feel important. So continue doing what you're doing. Today on Taboo Talk, I'm going to talk to you about the fact that regardless of your circumstances, God will bless you. It doesn't matter what you're looking at. It doesn't matter what you see. It doesn't matter what you think you know. It doesn't matter what you're holding in your hands in terms of bills. It doesn't matter what the economy says. It doesn't matter what anybody says you can or cannot do. God is in control, and he can and he will bless you. And the fact is that he looks for situations that man says is impossible because he is a God of impossibilities. What is impossible for man is possible for God. According to Luke 1:37, nothing shall be impossible for God. And I had you memorize that scripture before, and I'm going to have you memorize it again. Luke 1:37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Nothing, meaning all things, nothing shall be impossible for God. And if nothing is impossible for God, that means that whatever you're going through, whatever trial or tribulation that you're facing, God can deliver you safely to the other end. Now, you may say to yourself, well, I'm looking a bill that's due by the 22nd of the month, and today is the 14th, okay? And A, I don't have a job. B, I don't have any other source of income. C, I don't know where this money's coming from. And D, I'm just at wit's end. How in the world am I going to pay this bill? You may be wondering that. Or you may be wondering if you are going to be able to provide food on the table for your family because the refrigerator is getting low and you don't have any grocery money. Or you may be looking at your rent and saying, how in the world am I going to pay my rent this month? And my job is talking about layoffs and my job may be eliminated. See, there's so many negative situations going on, looking you right in the face, that you go, Lord, how can I? Lord, what's it 411? Lord, you know, I know that in the past, you were able to help me, but this situation looks kind of hard, even for you. And I don't know if you can do this, because this one is hard. As if a hard situation is going to be difficult for God. Well, I had a situation recently occur in my own life. And there was actually a couple situations I want to talk to you about. But the first situation had to do with one of my clients. A client came to me in June, and this person said to me, Lady Charmaine, I have to have a job by September 1st because I'm no longer going to be on my spouse's benefits, and I need benefits on my own. I need a source of income on my own. You know, I'm going through a situation where I need my own money. I need my own benefits. And I've been in a job search, and the situation has worked out where every time I send a resume out, I'm not getting any responses. And I've been doing this for months, and it seems like nothing's happening. And this is June. June, July, August, September. In 90 days, if I don't have a job, the stuff is going to hit the fan. And I just don't know what to do. So I said, let me tell you something. In the name of Jesus, God can and will provide you with the desires of your heart. Tell me, how much money are you looking to make? And a person named a figure. And then I said, no, tell me how much money you really want to make, not much how you want to settle for it. But how much you really want to make. In the best case scenario, you get the job of your dreams and you want it to be paid for what you're worth, how much would that be? So they gave me a higher figure. I said, well, we're going to play in this job. I said, so I went to Jesus with this person and I prayed and I said, look, Father God, name your son Jesus. My client, she needs your help. Father God, please bless her with the position of her dreams. Before September 1st, making this amount of money within this time frame. And Father God, I thank you in advance for it happening. Then part of the things that I do is I help people revise their resume and get their job search going. So I said, as part of my dealings with her, that I would do that. I would revise her resume. I would help her with her job search, coach her through the process, and I did that. The moment I changed her resume, I redid her resume. She sent out the resume. Everywhere she applied, she started getting interviews and callbacks and second round and third round interviews for high-paying jobs, doing executive roles and management roles, and you know, one job looked better than the other job, and it was all jobs of her dream. And it was happening quick. I said, see, God is able. Praise be to God. And then you know what happened? I was away on vacation in August. I get a phone call. I was away earlier this month, and I get a phone call on August 5th. Guess what, Lady Charmaine? I'm like, what? She tells me they extended to her job offer, making exactly what she wanted in the best case scenario, plus a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Isn't God good? Isn't God great? And here's the kicker. The start date is going to be September 1st. Well, hallelujah. So her benefits kick in on the day that she needs it to, and she's got the job that she wants within the time frame with the salary plus a bonus. Can God do what he promised for his people and bless you above and beyond what he said he can do? Above and beyond what you thought he could do? Yes. And this is living proof. This just happened. One of my clients, praise God. And I'm here to tell you, I had to testify about this testimony because it was a miracle that shows that regardless of the circumstance, and in this case, circumstance was it was a hard date. The date was September 1st. Come September 2nd, she would have no insurance. And why this was critical is because it was her and her child. She needed insurance. She needed a source of income. This was needs. If you don't have a source of income, you don't have no insurance. You can't take care of yourself, can't provide roof over your head, clothing, back, food on your table. How many of y'all can relate? How many of y'all got hard, fast deadlines and y'all saying, how in the world am I going to make it? How am I going to eat? How am I going to survive? How am I going to have a roof over my head, clothes on my back, and food on my table? See, where is it going to come from, Lord? And I'm looking at the circumstances, and the circumstances say, if I don't have it by X, I'm going to be kicked out by Y. And that was her situation. And what did we do? We prayed, we claimed it, and we thanked God for it, and we believed it was coming to pass, and we moved. And see, that's the secret. We stood on a scripture, the scripture I told you about, Luke 1:37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. And when you stand on a scripture and you go to God and say, look, God, I believe you at your word. And in your word it says, with you, nothing shall be impossible. Nothing. So this little bitty need of a job, I believe you could do for me. Okay? And we're not talking chump change money. We're talking big time money. I believe you could do this and more for me. And he did. Amen? So if he could do it for her, he could do it for you. Now, a second circumstance that happened just happened to Lady Charmaine herself yesterday and the day before. My husband got sick to the point he lost unconsciousness. And he was unconscious for 4 hours. Doctors didn't know if he, what was going on with him. And I had to claim in the name of Jesus that my husband was not going to leave me and leave this earth. It was serious. Now, that's not a 3-month deadline. That's not a 2-month deadline. That's an immediate situation. He was unconscious for 4 hours. Seizure. Doctors didn't know how to bring him back, if he's going to wake up, how to have the stroke, what was going on. And I stood there by his bed. I laid hands on him. I said, in the name of Jesus, bring my husband home to me. Let him be healed. Let him be okay. Father God, please let him not have suffered from a stroke, brain injury, bleed out, tumor, any negative side effects from having such an event happen to him. Family was called throughout the country. His family came up. My family was on his way. Everybody was concerned. And I stood there. And yes, let me tell you what goes through your head when situations go down. Because see, people be a liar if they don't tell you the truth. Okay? Lady Charmaine, they smelled like a skunk. Why did I smell funky, people? Because, see, even though in my mind I was strong, my body was quivering. And sometimes when I get scared physically, I give off a funky smell. And I didn't think I was scared, but my physical man was scared. My spiritual man was confident. I just kept thinking, Jesus, I said, no, I'm not going to lose my husband. But you will feel fear. Part of you will. No matter how strong you are, part of me felt fear. And I had to rebuke that. Okay? Another part of me was looking at his eyes roll up in the back of his head and him shake and go through changes and be unconscious. And I was like, my mind is not going to look into his face, which is a real situation, and say regardless and believe what I'm seeing. Because if I believe what I'm seeing me lose my husband. I didn't go by what I saw. No, I went by what I know. And what I know is God. And I know that God made that man. God made this world. God made the universe. and he's in control. And sometimes we go through tests, trials, and tribulations to go up against our resolve and our faith as Christians. And so I know I was being tested. Would you crack seeing what you're seeing? Everybody's frantic. I was like, you know what? I'm going to be calm. And another scripture came to mind. Exodus 14:14. The Lord will fight for you, and you have only to be silent. The Lord will fight for you, and you have only to be silent. 6:36 Friday night, August 12, 2011, he went unconscious. 10:47, praise God, he came to consciousness. By the next day, he was back to himself. Praise God, all reports said nothing happened, no stroke, no brain problems, no CAT scans came back good, MRIs came back good, blood tests came back fine. You know, what happened, we can't explain, but I said, you know what, if prayer didn't go up and faith didn't go up, you might have had a different explanation. I know that. You know that. It's a miracle. I'll leave it at that. How can you get this miracle? How can you get God's blessings in your life? Every time. It's not an inconsistent thing. You know what I'm saying? Although you might say, in my life, I feel like it's inconsistent. I feel like I have the inconsistency of God in my life. I feel like I'm not experiencing God all the time, on time, the way I want him to be. Well, first of all, that's because, A, what are you doing when situations go down? Are you believing what you see? Are you believing the circumstances? Are you believing people when they say, have fear, don't have faith? Are you believing people when they say, girl, boy, you in dire straits, and I feel for you because I don't know, I can't help you, and I don't know where your help going to come from, but you asked out, you really having a problem. Or are you just going with the fact that regardless of what you see, what you know, what you hear, God is real, and God's got you. You're resting comfortably in the palm of his hand. It says so in John, that you're resting comfortably in the palm of his hand, and he has his eyes on you. He never takes his eyes off of you. He's looking at you. He cares for you. He loves you, and he's protecting you and taking you to the next level. And wherever you are, he's at. Do you know that wherever you are, God is at? And he's just waiting for you to cry out, Daddy, get me. Daddy, help me. Daddy, work this situation out for me so that it's taken care of. And then once you ask him, it's like, thank you, Daddy. I appreciate it. Thank you, Daddy, for this circumstance. Thank you, Daddy, that it was a trial so that I could have a testimony. I praise God that he gave me a testimony to get on the line and tell you about today. I praise God that I can honestly say that during those 4 hours, yes, physically, your body might, your legs may be shaking, but I'm praising God. Physically, when people came up to me and they said, woo, girl, I said, yes, I'm a little bit funky, but I'm praising God because I know my husband's all right. He may not look okay. We don't, the people not coming back with any results. Doctors are not coming up to me and answering my questions because, see, they don't want to give me bad news yet. And that's okay because I don't want to hear their news. I believe in for God for a miracle. To the point where I still to this day, they can't answer what the hell happened. That's because, see, when God gets involved, people, man can't understand it. God's logic don't make sense to man. That's why I took that call on my vacation from my client. And we praised God together. Because she said, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. When you told me, regardless of what I see, what I think, what I know, that before September 1st I would have a J-O-B, I believe more in what you were saying than I believed in the word. And I'm telling you, don't believe in people. Don't let people be your Don't let people be your crutch. believe in God. I'm like, you know what? I understand that it was, you had to lean on me for faith. But you know what? That's all right. Next time, because you have this testimony, you believe in God for yourself. And you don't let go. And this is what I want you to know, people. That if you are going through something, don't look at the circumstance. Don't look at the situation. Don't look at the people. Don't look at anything else but God and believe that He is real. Believe that He will take you through and up to a new level. Believe that He is blessing you in a new way. Believe that He's got you, and believe that the blessing that you're asking for will happen. And let me break it down so you know the key steps and what to do. A, don't look at your circumstances. Don't look at what's going on. Don't go by your five senses. Because like I said, even though my mind was stayed on Christ, my body was in this world. And my body was funky, and my body was having fear run up and down. And even though I was not fearful, my body was. So your body can betray you. You hear me? Your mind can have thoughts come through at a time saying this may not happen when you want it to happen, even though you do have faith. See, this is why I have taboo talk, because, see, we got to talk about the contradictions, that you have faith, but you feel fear. That's because the devil's trying to stop you from getting your blessing. You got to rebuke those feelings. Hey, if it gets, I was like, you know what, excuse my son, I'm going to hop in the shower, just hop in the shower. And quickly the next day I made sure I had on extra deodorant, extra perfume, extra everything. I said, I'm going to smell lovely as I bring in this blessing. I said, because when I look at my husband, he lays eyes on me. I know he's going to look at his wife smelling good, looking good. I put on a fresh, pretty dress, put on lipstick, made sure I was looking happy, because this was a praise God report. He was all right. You know what, as you go through, you don't have to look like hell. In other words, you know what I'm saying? Don't look sorrowful. Don't look pitiful. Don't look like what you're expecting to come true is not going to happen. No, you when you go through, you act as if what you ask for has come to pass. And it will come to pass. When people are looking at you like, oh, we're not going to face you because you got bad news, I'm like, no, doctor, you need to come tell me some good news. Like, where's the results of these tests? I know you got something good to tell me. Start getting impatient. Well, excuse me. I started getting impatient. Hello. Let me tell you something. Come back and give me a report on this CAT scan. Tell me that the MRI came back, that my husband's all right. There's nothing wrong with his brain. I know that in the name of Jesus. I accept that. It's you that's got the problem and lack of faith. They looked at me like, where'd she come from? I was like, I'm a pastor. Don't play. And that's how you got to be. Don't play with your joke of a life. No, what your blessing of a life, because God has blessed you with good things, and God will bless you. So, A, you don't look at your circumstances, you don't look at your situation, you don't go by your body, your funk, your problems, the thoughts in your head. No, you don't go by the bills, you don't go by the doctors acting stupid, thinking that they know everything because they're intellectual. No, you go by the Bible. In the Bible, it says that, according to Luke 1:37, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. And when you break it down like that, and see, I like cross-reference with the Old Testament situation, okay? And I said in Exodus chapter 14, verse 14, the Lord will fight for you, and you have only to be silent. So there's nothing you have to say. Just stand, and you know He's got you. Pray to God once. Don't keep repeating. Even Jesus says, don't repeat in your prayer life. No. Ask me once and then praise me and thank me. That's all. And then once you do all that, thank Him and expect good things. Start getting everything together. Start walking the walk. I told my client, let me tell you something. I don't know about you, I said, but the resumes that I do, they get results. I said, this resume that I just put together will get results every time you send it out. She was like, what crack are you smoking that you can say something like that? I said, I'm telling you, I write award-winning resumes. And how can I say that? I said, because, see, when I write, I ask Jesus Christ to bless everything I do. And when you walk with divine confidence, you walk with divine confidence. See, why don't you start asking Jesus Christ to bless everything you do, and then it will happen for you. Amen? So that's what I said. And guess what? That's what happened. Every place she applied said, well, there's something about your resume that's so special. We wanted to call you in. It got our attention. She heard that every time. She had to call me up one day and just confess that to me. I said, that's right. Jesus gets attention. Amen? So now you know. God can and will bless you on time, ahead of time. Because like I said, in a situation where it was a job-related issue, August 5th is not September 1st. She called me August 5th on my vacation, telling me she had a job, making the exact salary at the best-case scenario plus bonus. Amen? Amen. For a director-level position. So you know this is buku money. God can and will do this and more for you. Why? Because you are very special, deserving nothing less than what God has promised you. A wonderful, peaceful, happy, joyful, prosperous, abundant life. In your prayer life, have faith in what you say. Believe God can and will bless you regardless of the circumstance. Know that he's in charge. He's got your back. He will bless you. He loves you. And he will take you to the highest level. Continue seeking God's face in all that you do, and a wonderful life will occur for you. Let me tell you, this episode of Taboo Talk featuring me was brought to you to help think, transform your mind, body, and spirit, utilizing the principles of Jesus Christ. For more information about my information and what I present to you and the reasons why I do it, please go to www.ladycharmainday.com. That's www.ladycharmainday.com. There you can read my monthly blog, find out more about the ministry, join my Facebook fan page. Also, you can book me for speaking engagements, for a private consultation, which I do. I do private consultations, and both on the phone and in person. And the way to book me for a private consultation is online to make an appointment and also to pay for it. And if I'm your source for spiritual guidance, please sow seeds into this good ground by making your donation of tithes and offerings on the website. There is a store on my website where you can make a donation of $25, $50, $75, or $100. You can also buy books and a T-shirt that I sell. So if you're interested in sowing seeds into this ground or finding out more information about me, please go to www.ladycharmainday.com. This ministry thanks you for your contribution. Thanks you for tuning in each week. Thanks you for buying my books, my CD, my T-shirt, for making consultation appointments with me, for being a fan of my Facebook fan page, and for being who you are in your community, on your job, and within your home. Because, see, you shine a light on God that makes God look great. Remember, you are very special. And goodbye.